Welcome to all of you early birds who made it to this session this morning. My name is Mary Pittman. I'm President and CEO of the Public Health Institute, and I am happy to be joined today by Nancy Andrews from the Low Income Investment Fund, and you can tell which one's Nancy up here. Immediately to my left is Douglas Judy from the Build Healthy Places Network, who is also affiliated with PHI. Next to him is David Erickson from the San Francisco Federal Reserve. And at the end of the table, we have Kevin Barnett from the AHEAD Project, also of PHI. To save time, everyone should have a bio. So I'm not going to spend time going through the... All right, if you don't have one, Anne will hand one to you. I'm not going to spend time going through the really extensive resumes of these very talented people that are on our panel today, but I encourage you to take a look because they bring years of experience to this really important topic that we're talking about today. I want to take just a moment to tell those of you who don't know PHI a little bit about the Institute. We celebrate our 50th anniversary this year. And last night I mentioned at a session that it was really an important time in American society in 1964 when PHI was established. It was the civil rights movement. It was the women's movement. And very important to the conversation today, Lyndon Baines Johnson, our president, declared a war on poverty. Now, that work established a whole lot of the roots and the basis for some of the things you'll be hearing about today. But you'll also hear that we didn't finish that war on poverty. We still have a lot of work to do. And I think it's really relevant that public health, healthcare, and economic development were really joined back in 1964, and then they started to go in their separate silos. So one of PHI's strategic priorities is to develop partnerships, and partnerships across sectors to build healthier communities. We know public health can't do it alone. The collaboration is important, more now than ever, and that's why this emerging field of collaboration with the community development sector and public health is so important. Let me go to the next slide. You will be hearing more in a video that Doug has in a moment about the case for collaboration, but we in public health use these kind of maps. We know that it's important to map out where the root causes of poverty and illness are and to be able to design our programs targeted to where the greatest need is in the community. We know that the impact of the social determinants, including housing and transportation and access to green space, are more important than where the local hospital is. But the healthcare sector is also vitally important. We don't want to leave them out and say that they're not necessary. And they're beginning to understand that for them to be successful, for them to get a handle on their costs, they also have to understand where the support is out in the community that allows people to stay healthier and, if they're sick, to get the kind of support to reach their optimal health. So this kind of work is embedded in the triple aim. It's something that healthcare is learning more about, and it creates a great opportunity for partnering with community development, whose focus is on poverty alleviation and revitalizing low-income communities, which, as you'll hear from the panel, is really at the crux of this project. So the panel will go into more details about each of these areas, and I just want to point out that the recent Health Affairs Journal has published some of the work of some of the panelists, and it was just highlighting community development and public health and how they're working together and this whole idea of collaborating for community health. I urge you to get a copy of this issue if you don't have it or to take a look. I'm sure there's a Health Affairs booth in the exhibit hall. Much of this progress has been led, as I said, by some of our panelists that are here today. This work isn't easy. I've been doing this community building, building healthy communities work my entire career, and it's hard stuff. But it's the only way that we're really going to have sustainable and improved community health. What I think the secret sauce is now is that we've got these two sectors working together again, because it's the financing that has always been the critical factor that fell apart in the last 10 or 15 years for a lot of the community building work. So today we hope to provide you with an overview of how the field is evolving, give you some concrete examples of where the work is showing results, help you understand the role and the opportunity that we as public health professionals have in advancing this work, and to be strong voices at the table for policy and change, and to have an honest discussion about the barriers that face us. So, as I said, you can follow along over social media. You can share your thoughts for the Q&A period. We invite you to follow along on PHI's handle at phi.org so you can contribute your thoughts and keep this dialogue going even after this panel. With that, I'd like to turn it over to Doug Judy.